From 1954, you had a non-profit company with Leatherhead District Council and local residents.
No, the council contributed financially, not very high contribute, but they did give a little bit of money towards it and showed active interest in it, which was very useful. I was very pleased about that. But we had established the theatre as being possible, having potential, when we opened it in 1951. It took about 2 years to settle in, and by then we were playing to full houses. And in those days it was weekly repertory, where you played a play for a week while you rehearsed the next one. And it was very hard work. I was playing and directing as well as running the theatre. So I was an actress and a director and a manager all at once.
Can you tell me any of the famous names who performed at the theatre?
Oh, well, there were many. There was, like, Peter O'Toole, and there was Peter Bowles, for instance, was in the last play that I was in. And there was Alec McCowan, and Penelope Keith was one of my people that I started their career. Another one was, alas, recently died, Gillian Lynn, choreographer to Cats. And brilliant. I started her on choreography. I did a lot of recognising potential in actors who could go on further into directing or doing choreography, and encourage them to become more interesting people as a result.
Do you remember running a grand theatrical ball held each year to raise funds? I understand that was at the Burford Bridge Hotel.
Oh, we used to have theatrical balls, but they were just to raise money, and we did everything for raising money. Because by then we knew that our little theatre, holding 300 people, simply wasn't big enough. It was packed out, sold out every time we opened a production, and we eventually became 3 weekly. Not weekly, we went up from weekly to fortnightly, then 3 weekly. And we were so popular that we were sold out before the production even opened.